Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something scary.
Oh, we found a bone.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Welcome back, folks, to an ooky spooky episode of Bandwagons.
Maybe we should have kept this for Halloween.
Well, no, because we're going to... We should probably do an episode on Halloween at some stage. Don't spoil it. There's a major holiday coming up. We might do an episode on it. Who knows? It was inevitable. We're pivoting into true crime with this week's episode.
Yeah. We had tried once before.
When?
We did the true crime episode.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, of course. Yeah. Christ, that seems like... 800. I didn't think it was that bad.
No,
was it?
No, actually, the episode's quite good, but we just got really sad.
Oh, it did get really depressing. Yeah, that's fair. But we are back. We've put our investigative hats on to try out random knotting, which is a trend that we both saw on TikTok and wanted to try out.
Yeah,
do you want the definition? Yeah.
Random knotting is the act of using the Randonautica app to travel to random places near you based on a quantum random number generator and Mother Nature, which gives you specific coordinates for you to follow.
Yeah, I remember I saw, if anyone follows Abby Roberts on TikTok, she's a fairly big creator on there, but she's like really into makeup. But she just put up a video of her and her friend. She lives somewhere in England. She put up a video of her and her friend going randonauting. And I was very intrigued because it was just them seemingly, again, this was just from my very kind of cursory overlook. They just seemed to be going to these random coordinates and they just came to a very nice spot. I think it was like an abandoned kind of like house or kind of building or whatever, but it kind of gotten overgrown. So it was just kind of like wildlife, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So nothing too tantalising.
That was it.
But it kind of piqued my interest. I thought it was kind of interesting to just get these random coordinates and just be able to go somewhere and maybe you discover something new, like a rundown building or whatever. But
it's supposed to be influenced by your thoughts and intentions.
Yeah. See, that I didn't know when I watched that video. I thought it was literally just you got coordinates and it would send you somewhere. But I didn't realise that that's how it was. Powered in inverted commas.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first one you watched?
I had seen the one about the body in the suitcase, but I didn't know I didn't know the context for it. And then I saw another one that was like this girl and her boyfriend, and they were like, so everyone's doing this random nodding and they're manifesting really weird things. So we're going to try it and we're going to manifest something like really out there and like that we'd never probably find. So they like started saying like purple turtles on their way. And when they got there, it was like a big like fairy wall with all these like trinkets and ornaments hanging down. And there was like a little purple ninja turtle hanging off it. And they were like, hardly. So I don't know if it was real or not, but I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Can you explain what manifesting is to people who are listening and being
no.
like, what are these two
yeah.
witches talking about?
It's just like when you think You have to believe something's going to happen for you, and then it does.
It's willing something into existence.
Willing something, yeah, yeah, that's a way better definition.
The Kardashians are mad into it, and it's become
I'm mad into it.
It's a bit of a buzzword for 2020 in terms of, as you said, you want something, you visualize having it, and then the idea is that because you do that, you will manifest it and it will come into your life, whether that's like money or a career change or the love of your life or whatever.
I find it always happens to me with clothes.
I know this sounds really weird.
It does sound weird, but like, you know, if you go in and you, like, you see something you really like in a shop, but it's like too expensive or like your size isn't there or something, you're like, oh, you just can't get it.
Yeah.
And then you go into like the next shop and it's there in your size for half price. And I'm like, that happens to me all the time. Well, not now. I don't really go shopping anymore, but it used to happen to me quite a bit.
Yeah. That's
manifesting.
That's a handy one. Yeah, that is manifesting.
I've started doing the whole like manifesting in numbers of three. Do you know those ones?
No.
It's like the power of three.
Okay.
So you write something, you write down an action. No, you write down your intention three times, then you write down the act six times, and then you write down the result nine times, and then it's supposed to come to fruition. So
I might do that with our house.
Yeah, do.
If I could ask listeners, and I'd like to think that I don't ask much, but maybe I shouldn't say this. My landlord hardly listens. Anyway.
You're way too deep now.
She definitely doesn't, yeah. I'm trying to I'm viewing a house very soon, and I'm trying to will it into existence. So if we could do maybe some collective manifesting.
Yes, if Fionnuala gets a nice new house.
Us in the wagons, I would appreciate that. But I mean, if you're too busy, honest, don't worry about it. But I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, we've gone slightly off on a tangent. Randonautica. Yeah, so it's this app called Randonautica.
Yeah.
And it basically asks you to set an intention for the trip and gives you coordinates for a map. And you basically go there and hopefully whatever you manifested or whatever your intentions were, you'll find it at the end of this trip. Yeah. Correct.
We started with the free version of the app.
Yes, we did.
And then we'll just see how it goes.
We had some interesting results.
So we just collected chain. And we are about to head off on our random awning adventure. It's myself, Breed.
Hi.
Amy very kindly drove us, so thanks, Amy. And obviously Shane's here because we did just pick him up. So the whole thing is about setting your intentions before you go. So originally your intention was to meet Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And I think the girls were like, maybe scale down. So what have you gone for now?
I just want to find some money. Any amount. That'd be nice.
I'm absolutely manifesting money.
Yeah. We should all be on the same page, I think.
Yeah. Let's all manifest some money. And yeah, we'll see. Is there anything you wouldn't like to find, or you wouldn't like to be at the end of
this? I was gonna say dead body, but like that could be gas as well.
Well, it wouldn't be gas.
It's not like a real dead body. I would feel mad about it.
What do you mean? Like a skeleton from a school or something? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we'll see. I'd love to see some like beautiful scenery as well.
Okay.
I wouldn't like to find any destruction of the environment or any...
yeah, like loads of dead rats or something.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely wouldn't like to see any rats. Though, me and Cian keep seeing rats work together and we're like, is this a sign in some culture?
He's a rat.
I was kind of hoping that it would be like marriage or true love or something, but
Did you figure that out?
No, I haven't Googled it, but I will Google it after this, but... Okay. Yeah, you have the app and you're going to bring it up basically in it.
Yeah.
Well, the app is called Randonautica.
Yeah.
And it basically gives you coordinates and we're going to head off.
Yeah, I think you have to set your intentions or something, don't you? Oh, it has pro tips. Want me to read the pro tips?
Yeah, read the pro tips.
Randonaut with a positive mindset. Bring a trash bag to help the environment. If you normally wouldn't adventure alone, go with a friend or group. I was going to say wear a nice hat, but it doesn't say that. Randonauting is best done as a daytime activity. Always randonaut with a charged phone. Use situational awareness. Be respectful of owner's property. Never trespass. Obey all quarantine, curfew and social distancing regulations in your area. Do not go into dangerous areas. Happy randonauting.
Away we go. Let's find out. Okay, sorry. Shane's actually also just told us that there was a bomb scare up the road from where we're starting off.
Which is a quite nice area.
Only up from here, I'm sure. Okay, so we just left. So basically it asks what maps you want to use. So we're using Google Maps, hashtag not spawn. And it seemed like the initial pin was dropped in the middle of the sea, which wouldn't really have been ideal. But now we seem to be going towards the beach.
And the tide's out.
So hopefully hopefully the money will have come in. What if we just find a big chest of pirate's coins. Booty, like?
Yeah, gold coins.
Gold coins.
Or
chocolate gold coins I would enjoy as well. Anyway, we'll report back when we're out of the car.
There we go.
Okay, I think we should talk about what we actually chose to wear, random nothing.
Yeah, I made some mistakes because the video that I watched with Abby, like they were walking kind of, no, it was a sunny day in England and they, where she was brought was kind of through like a very kind of grassy area and I think kind of by a train track-ish. So I then proceeded to, I just really wanted to be comfortable. So I wore my Birkenstocks, which is not suitable for walking, lime green bike shorts and a Goonies t-shirt and a denim jacket. Yeah. And then
none of us discussed it. So like even my housemate was coming with me and I came out in like old runners, like gym leggings, an old jumper and then like a nice bucket hat I had. And Amy came out in like black jeans and docks. I was like, and then you showed up in Birks and we were like,
I think
this
Amy,
could bring us anywhere.
I think Amy was the best dress for it. The one thing I would
I don't
say
think
is
so. I'd dispute
with the
that.
Shoes. With the shoes, I think.
She has bites all over her legs today, so.
Well, that's a gene issue, I would say.
Yeah, I thought I was best dressed.
But, oh, for well, anything, of course like. You're going to. Yeah, but of course you're going to think
ready
that.
For anything.
I just never thought it would bring us to the sea. But of course it does, because it's such a scam.
Yeah.
Because until you pay for it, you keep getting water points. I just kept imagining that it was going to bring us to this like wooded, grassy.
Yeah, abandoned house.
Ooky spooky Slender Man area.
Yeah.
Did not happen the first time around. Before we get into that, we kind of didn't really get into it, but in the app. So it kind of gives you a little questionnaire and then it gives you kind of three options, I think, as to what kind of coordinates you get in terms of energy.
Yeah.
So
I have it up here. It brings you, the app is like, it kind of goes through like a step by step in like a chat nearly. So it's like you share your location with them and then you set your intentions and then it gives you like options for every step. So when it comes down to it, it's like you can pick an anomaly, an attractor or a void. Attractors are dense clusters of random points. Voids are the opposite and anomalies are the strongest out of attractors and voids. We tried all three. I don't think we really saw a difference.
Yeah. What did we go with first though?
The attractor. Because it sounded good.
Because we kept thinking it was just going to work into a tractor, but unfortunately didn't. We did. I kept thinking you were saying tractors and so did Amy. But it was not that. Yeah. So we picked that and then basically it magicked up a point for us. Which appears to be in the middle of the ocean, but we decided.
But Shane thought the tide might have been out far enough, so.
So we said we'd set off and see anyway what treasure lay beneath. We're on Dollymount Strand. We're a bit away from the pin, so we're walking. We're just going to start walking now. Shane wasn't really happy about the amount that we had to walk, even though it actually wasn't that much. He was actually demanding that we drive onto the beach. But Dublin City Council have enough to deal with, so we said no. Tell the people again.
So we're walking through the dunes and I just remembered, I think maybe definitely My Favourite Murder did it, if not the Creep Dive, but like the story of these dunes, the dune people who would just show up in dunes and they have like no labels on their clothes and like no, their hands chopped off, so like no one could ever identify them.
You said people, not dead ones.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Yeah, you made them out like they were cheery, mythical characters.
No.
There is so much sand in my Birks.
I could have merged a couple of different murders there, but something like that happened.
Okay, so we're nearly at the pin, right? And Breed has just revealed that she's also been secretly manifesting to meet the love of her life. So the whole thing's fucked, really. Amy was the same. She's done me and Shane out of a good few bob, and This could be the last episode we ever record. Breed is a pin-up and we seem to be getting closer. I thought we were going to throw in the towel there, but we've started moving on the map again. We're basically just right at the tide line, like whatever that's the proper name for that is called. Absolute smell of poo, I will say. It's not sea salt. You don't fucking order
fish.
It's chips and sea salt and that comes out and there's a bang of that.
We're still walking.
We are getting closer.
We're getting closer. Fingers crossed. What? Oh, we found a bone. That does just look like a chicken bone, does it? That looks like the bone of a bird, or I was about to say a chicken bone, but a chicken is a bird. Look at all those chickens. Okay, so we're here at the point. We got pretty close, but we can't go any further because the point seems to be, as we said, in the water. I could try, but I didn't bring clothes. I didn't think the app would send you to like a body of water. I thought it was strictly a land thing. So I think we're gonna give it another bash. Would we go for a void or something, or pick something else?
Yeah, just keep doing it till we get somewhere nice.
Yeah, probably. I don't think we have a choice at this point, otherwise it's gonna be a very boring episode. What's on my glasses?
Like that.
Yeah, we'll give it another go and see.
Yeah.
Round one, not a buzz. Okay, plot twist, we were walking back to the car and we actually think we found a dead shark. Which really doesn't have anything to do with our intentions, but it is something like.
Maybe it's worth a lot of money.
But it is dead now. Right, it's the only thing. R.I.P.
Yeah, so like
genuflect or something. Yeah, I'm still recording. I just realised I just genuflected, so hopefully. I just don't want any bad juju, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So, did they sign up with your intents for true love or?
No.
Okay. Not yet. Okay. We march on. As Breed rightly pointed out there, I probably shouldn't have assumed that the shark was Christian, but come see, come saw. Yeah, a disappointing first attempt, would you say?
Yeah, we couldn't get anywhere near the point and it was just in the middle of the ocean.
But I think even if we were prepared to go out swimming, like how would we have...
We wouldn't have found that. Realistically, we were expecting to show up and see like a big treasure chest.
Yeah.
On the beach. Like, what were you actually expecting to find?
Okay, sorry. I don't know if I was expecting... The minute I knew we were going to the beach, I was like... Or the minute the point was in the water, I was like, this is not going anywhere. Like, I was just not...
Sad.
But maybe that was the issue then. Maybe I tapped out and maybe that was the issue.
It wasn't that me and Amy were manifesting different things.
I would say it was actually probably 90% that as well, to be honest. But as I said, when I think about random nodding and what I've seen, I was expecting to be brought... to a place, to a thing that I'd never seen before. Not necessarily like a fucking deal or no deal suitcase of cash.
Yeah, that we go to
regularly. Very regularly, yeah. We would have needed like DCU sub aqua or something to go down and mill around the seabed like to see if there's anything there. But yeah, I joined them in first year.
Did you?
A scuba diving club. Can you fucking credit that? Like, do you know when you go in clubs and socks and you just panic? I was like, I like swimming.
What were they giving away?
I don't even think they were giving away anything. Bigger fool me. 2 free lessons, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
So backward.
Yeah, so we did the attractor thing because the void one kind of freaked my nut. Because it just seemed a bit... I was like, that's definitely ooky spooky. And if we were trying to go for money and more material things, I was like, let's go for the high buzzy energy points. But yeah, but also the more times... So obviously we were like, right, we're gonna go again. We're gonna say it's a fluke. But on the free app, every time you...
Yeah, you get 15 points each day. So we only had 15 tries yesterday.
Yeah.
We used pretty much all of them.
We absolutely blitzed through them trying to find something. But yeah.
But yeah, I also realized when we went back to the car at the beach to try again... I checked my radius because you can set the radius and it was on 3 kilometers and then it just kept dropping us into the sea. So I lowered it to 1 kilometer and then we drove more than 1 kilometer away from the sea in the hopes that it would drop us somewhere on land.
Yeah.
And that seemed like a good plan.
It did, but did it work out for us? We just pulled up to the next spot. I'm getting out of the car. Where's my car key? It's here. We just pulled up to the next spot and it was by a church. It's like directly across from a church, which we did kind of manifest. So maybe we're about to encounter some ooky spooky. Who knows? Right, we're here. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit disheartened. I'm not gonna.
Why is that?
Because we haven't found anything twice.
I know. Yeah, it's not great, is it?
No, we have just. It's just brought us to the beach
again.
Again, it's just a different beach. But we did. I said we did manifest. Money and it's brought us to Sutton, so
yeah. We did start out
not a million miles off. Not a million miles off.
Oh, I don't know.
I love Thin Lizzy.
Is that it? Graffiti that says I love Thin Lizzy? We found it. It's fine. It's fine. Is that what we manifested? Yes. We've given in and Breed's paying for the app.
I can't believe we could have just paid $3.50 an hour ago.
So we'll be able to skip the water points now, so hopefully we'll actually get somewhere.
Will I just buy it?
Spooky or full of money. Yeah, fuck it. Something scary.
Yeah, so we ended up back in Sutton again.
Yeah, we did. Not a penny to be seen.
Yeah, on a smaller beach with like literally nothing on it.
Yeah, God, that I think that was actually more disappointing than the first time.
Yeah.
It was, but as I said, maybe we should have brought a metal detector or something.
Yeah. We did at one point. We were all like looking through the ditches and we were like, what are we doing?
Amy was picking up wrappers and all. I was like, get over yourself.
I was picking up like old Super Value bags and looking in them. And
yeah, it was not great now. And then this is the point where Amy was like, and you can hear it in the clip, Amy said that we probably needed to change the intention from money and maybe go for something else.
Yeah.
So that's why we were like, okay, let's see if we can actually conjure up something scary. Imagine we found the missing Annabelle doll. Did you hear about that?
No.
The Annabelle dolls after escaping the room that I was locked in.
No, that's promo because they have a movie coming out, don't they?
I don't think so.
They do, absolutely do.
I think she wanted out of that, Kip. I'm telling you right now, it's 100% real and I refuse to believe that it's not.
I'm nearly sure there's another Annabelle movie coming out this year.
Probably, like, but that doesn't mean. Annabelle dolls escape from an occult museum sends people into a frenzy before rumours put to rest. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rumours put to rest by...
by the director of the movie. I don't know. Well, anyway, she's back in the museum, I think. Annabelle, she never left the museum. Okay, so someone was just milling around there. Maybe she just went for a walk.
Cleaning.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, we were, at this point, you were very dejected, as you can hear from you reading that graffiti on the wall. Yeah. It just seemed like you were actually...
I did not hurt Thin Lizzy in that moment.
It was like you were actually going to start crying. You just started kneeling down in the grass and you were like, right, I'm just going to pay for it.
Yeah.
So it was three...
Because I did it again. No, this is after I paid for it, actually. Yeah, sorry, keep going.
It's a one-time payment though, isn't it? It doesn't make you...
I haven't checked yet. I must check that, actually.
I bet you there is something that you can pay for more points, like for more points per day. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, there's an add-ons section of the app, like, and you can buy different things. What's it say? Add-ons.
What could the add-ons possibly be? More points.
I think it's like a higher radius.
So you can go a wider radius
even. So you can like...
So we could have gone to like America or something.
Well,
we wouldn't go there at the minute because of travel restrictions, but
okay, it's not working for me. But yeah, that was definitely one of them. Do you remember after I bought it as well, and it just brought us back into the sea again? I just threw my phone at that point.
Yeah, you were quite annoyed. But again, I think that was because we were back too close to the sea.
Yeah.
So at this point, we regrouped. We tried to bring our intentions together again, and we really were committing to something scary. I would like to think anyway.
No, I was. I was totally on board that time.
Shane?
I do wonder. Yeah. Shane was definitely
Shane
on board.
Shane is nodding, yeah. I would hope, Amy.
I can only assume.
Yeah. Amy, I think at this point we were so frustrated. We were like, right, let's just... We'll all go for the one thing and we'll hope for the best. So we got back into the car and said we'd give it one more try. Because at this point it was late in the day. We were all tired.
Yeah, we were at an hour and a half or something.
We were angry at the energy. We were angry at TikTok.
We were hungry.
We were, Jesus, your cup is going to go there, Brie, with the laptop.
Jesus, that was close.
That's the ghost. That's Annabelle there now knocking around. So, yeah, we said one more try because, yeah, Shane was getting progressively angrier. And so we got into the car and we went again with the new restrictions, hoping that it would be third time lucky.
And we'd find something scary.
Yeah. Something scary. Where are we, Bree?
We're on the cliff in Howth. It's a beautiful little walk now.
Yeah, not very scary, but I did say about scenery and it is very scenic.
All I wanted is something scary to happen.
Crash that.
Since you have arrived, but we're still quite a bit away.
Okay, so we're going to go further in and...
Oh no, it's gone now.
Oh. So we're just here, is it?
I got it back.
Jesus Christ, Reed, stop!
I just got groped. But it was Amy.
That's not funny. Don't scream unless it's actually something. Says me, who just screamed a minute ago because a pigeon moved in the bush. It is beautiful anyway, I will give it that. Shane, I feel like you've been here before. Are you leading us to our death? Maybe. That would be pretty scary.
Okay, I think we are going around it a bit. I think it's like in there.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go in.
Far, I mean, like...
Oh, fuck.
See, you're going this way. What's down there?
I wonder, can you get around it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's try and go around. We're at the Cliffs Town. We tried to go into the long grass, where it was kind of leading us to the point, but I did not dress for the occasion, so we couldn't really have gone in any further. And we tried to find some frogs, but there were no frogs. So what are we doing now?
We wouldn't have got to the location, so we did just come back to the safety of the path.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to go for a little walk down towards the cliffs. It's really nice up here. Like, I will come back.
Yeah, it'll be lovely for a picnic.
Or roll roulette.
Or roll roulette, which we'll probably explain in more detail in studio.
Tell the people what roll roulette is, Breeze.
I just got so excited, I didn't know we were back. I just got so excited hearing about roll roulette. So it's like a concept I came up with at the weekend. My friends brought me up to Cliny Hill and I was like, this would be lovely for a picnic. But like, I just have this idea that if you got a group of people to go for a picnic, everyone picks up their rolls on the way. You get like your roll cut in half and wrapped, the two halves wrapped separately.
I hate this.
You loved it yesterday, so don't be chatting
shit. No, I did.
Don't be chatting shit.
There's some flaws in the system, but carry on.
So you pick your roll of choice, you keep half of it, the other half you put into like a bag or whatever, and then everyone picks another half to the roll, and you get like, it's roll roulette. You get like a roll that you didn't order. Half a roll you did or a half a roll you didn't. It's just exciting. Livens up your picnic a bit.
You are right in that I did say that I loved it. But I would cry if I got a tuna roll. If I got a roll with tuna in it, I would.
Yeah.
There'd have to be some kind of rules for me that there would be no tuna involved.
You don't have to eat it. It's just a bit of excitement.
It's just for the spice, but then what a waste. You also said yesterday that you would get a full like mayo roll, or like mayo potato salad, coleslaw.
What's your roll of choice at the garage? I was explaining my roll of choice is usually like egg.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mayo, potato salad, coleslaw,
Jesus
butter
Christ.
Mayo, and then like some sort of like
wet.
Chicken-y and mayo.
Can I get one
stuffing?
Wet roll, please?
Like the soggiest roll you have.
Chicken stuffing I do like. I would usually get a chicken fillet, or I wouldn't get anything too...
That wouldn't keep the heat though. If you're
bananas. I would get like, okay, so if I was to get like my typical chicken fillet roll, I'd get like chicken fillet, obviously.
Yeah.
I'd probably go plain.
Yeah.
And then they get cheese, lettuce, sweet corn, red onion.
Sweet corn with a curveball.
I might as well get your five a day in there, do you know?
But no tuna.
No, absolutely no tuna. Fuck that. And then like butter and, did I say cheese already? Maybe relish,
yes,
or ketchup.
Relish, yeah, that'll be lit.
Or I would get like maybe like a breakfast roll.
No, but you're not thinking about like having, like you're buying it to eat later.
Okay. So like,
it won't keep the heat. Not when it's only half a roll as well.
So it needs to be cold.
I would say so, yeah. But that's just me.
Okay, so then it would be like cheese. cheese, bacon, lettuce. pretty much the same things that I just said there, but like,
that's fine.
Is the issue with mine the meat? A turkey? I just, like turkey.
Like you're picking hot, like you picked hot ingredients. You said a breakfast roll, like.
Oh yeah, okay. So,
and then
so
chicken
okay.
fillet.
So then I would
you can
get,
have the chicken fillet roll, but just with like cold chicken.
I wouldn't get that. I would get turkey, lettuce, sweet corn, red onion, butter, cheese, maybe relish or ketchup.
Yeah.
Usually ketchup though. I would get that. I think that's
we
fine.
Do it. Can we do it?
Yeah, I don't
can
think
we do for Patreon.
Can we ask? Yeah, I would like a brand to sponsor us for this though as well. So we're putting the call out now. If you don't ask, you don't get. But we will just do it for Patreon if not. Yeah, and we should we just go really chaotic with it? Like, should we just be hateful?
But don't give me on everything.
Don't give me tuna though after I said tuna.
No, because the
I'll
game
take
is,
anything else bar tuna.
The game is you have to eat the half you've made as well.
You just oh, okay. Sorry, I was about to be like, you just said that you didn't have to eat the half you got. I was like, well then what's the point?
No, like you whatever role you're gifting to someone else, you will also have to eat it. So you can't go like you can't be evil with it.
Oh. It's just all tomatoes. Could I get tomatoes and then could I get cherry tomatoes and then could I get sun-dried tomatoes? That's what I do to someone. Why you limit yourself to gel ingredients? Just put fucking crisp. Biscuits in it or something. I don't know. That would be so mean. Yeah, we should do that though.
I'm going to trademark that.
Yeah, I think you should. If we see anyone copy this, I'm going to fucking kick off.
Yeah. Fanita will name and shame you on her Instagram.
I absolutely will. I'll call out Central. Get my sick my followers on you.
Where
get them, boys.
We? I actually don't even... Oh, we went to Hoth.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so we're on to... We're on to part three. So we got in the car and we got sent to a point that wasn't water. So we were like, thanks
be to... It was close
to,
enough though. It was
thanks
on the
be
cliff.
To baby Jesus Christ. Because I think at this point we had officially given up in all caps. So it was on the cliffs in Hoth. So we drove up there all very murdery. I think you'd agree. That kind
was
of...
Was it?
Yeah. Now that I'm looking back on it, I was like, that's a place you'd go to dispose of something, I think.
I don't think so. There was a lot of people around.
No, there wasn't. I can't believe how easily you just lied there.
I'm such a
liar.
We
passed three people in total.
Yeah.
Oh, there's all...
Sorry, I'm a liar.
My God.
No, but that I'd say earlier in the day there would have been a lot more.
Well,
no,
sorry, I will say, yeah, it's a very exposed area. It so was, like if you were to, like you could dispose of something there, would you be caught? Yes. At that time of day.
She could do that anywhere.
This is why I'm not a murderer. I wouldn't be good at it.
Yeah. You did get the fright of your life though. We'd just gotten there manifesting something scary and a pigeon flew over a tree and I thought you were going to actually pass away.
I thought it was a fox or a badger. If we'd encountered a badger, I would have
your
roared
spirit
crying.
Animal.
What are you talking about? Badger's
no,
not my
raccoon.
Spirit animal. It's
raccoon.
A raccoon. Yeah, yeah. It's tanuki. Yeah, I got a huge, huge, huge fright. We actually didn't get that on recording. I wish we had because I really did scream quite a large amount because we were just walking kind of through the gorse trying to get closer to the what's the issue with the gorse.
I've never heard that word before.
The furze bushes, like the gorse.
Yeah,
gorse bushes.
I believe you.
Do you know what the third name is?
No, I don't know.
Win bushes.
Okay,
it's just a culty fun fact. Anyway, so we were walking through
the gorse.
The gorse, yeah, as I said. And the overgrowth, and we were just trying to make it closer and closer to the point, but we weren't really having much luck. But we did.
We were on edge as well.
Because we were
of the
a bit on
situation.
Edge. The pigeon situation.
We were up quite high.
Tensions were high. The elevation was high.
The air was thin.
It was all go. This was our last shot, and we wanted something. And I do think we got something in the end. A nice experience.
Yeah.
Someone probably just died. These bears have their own solar lights and can put in. Huh? I'm taking them to support these nurses on Teddy.
No way.
So the bears have a light in them that... A solar light.
Aww.
Pretty cool.
That's so cute. Such little
for Pieta House, yeah.
That's so cute.
How's that?
Excellent. Like, absolutely not what we needed it to be, but I had a lovely time.
I think it kind of worked because I was pretty scared. We were right on the cliff, like, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of slugs and.
And there were a lot of slugs.
And one of my biggest fears is slugs. That's fair. Like, everyone was scared about something. Like, you don't like heights. Yeah. I'm just making this up. I don't like
slugs. I don't mind heights. But
Shane, what do you not like hanging out with us?
Teddy bears.
Teddy bears.
Yeah, we found we took a photo, so we're having on social, but they are these teddy bears, I think, Paid House are trying to distribute for those who might not be feeling great. Oh my god, more slugs. And they have like a solar light in them to kind of light up these kind of pathways and walkways and stuff, which was obviously really nice. So yeah, definitely more fruitful than the first.
I would definitely come back up here, like, it's that nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we just have to make our way back to the car. Scary stuff. I don't think I mentioned it in it, but I did, or maybe I did, about the scenery. It was really nice. I've obviously been to Hoth before and I saw it, but it was
yeah, it was a bit misty. I'd say on a nice day it's beautiful up there.
Yeah, the views were nice. We did encounter a teddy bear, as we said, tied to a pole, and we couldn't, there was like there was a sign on it that had a contact number looking for volunteers to hand out the bears, but we couldn't really figure out why as well, and it said Paid House. We, as I said, I couldn't really deduce why at the time. But when we went back and Googled it, it's basically the volunteers have been placing them in spots where people might go if they're feeling kind of in a very vulnerable place, because they have a solar light. And the hope is that the light from the bear might distract them and cause them to like go to the bear and look at it and see the number for Paid House and maybe contact them instead of maybe doing something that nobody would want them to do, which was obviously very poignant and very nice. Because it was like a very, as we said, it's a very exposed part of the cliff, and obviously it's really, really beautiful to look at. Probably wasn't the safest. But yeah, I thought it was a nice end to what had been.
Yeah.
Considering the first two, I think, were such a fucking bummer.
But if you remember what you said at the very start when we were leaving in the car, you said, what do you hope you see? And you said, I just want to see some nice scenery.
Yeah.
So that you set your intention and you stuck with it, like.
That's it.
You got it in the end, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Hoth. And I just love the sea. So it was all really nice. And we got some nice photos. And as I kept saying throughout, maybe the treasure, maybe the wealth was the friendships we made along the way.
Yeah.
I'm sure Shane would dispute that for being dragged out for 3 hours. But would you go again? You did it literally 4 seconds ago in the studio, used up one of your rando nautica.
Yeah, and it dropped, it like brought me to the building next door, outside the building next door.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I tried it again today at home and it dropped me a pin that was like in someone's garden in Castleknock. So I don't know. I'd have to do it. Maybe I'd do it in like Donegal or somewhere, or like somewhere I don't know that well.
Yeah.
You know, like I know those beaches and I know the cliffs a little bit, like.
Yeah, I'd do it down in Cork.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Where there's more like back roads and like creepy things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wouldn't go with any, like, actually thinking I'm going to find anything.
That's
I've manifested.
Were our hopes too high?
Did we fully not believe?
I would like to think we did for the last one. I think the first two, we were all on completely different pages of the secret. Like, we were
I don't
just
know. Like, part of me is like, oh, we never thought we were going to find anything really. But then the other part of me is like, we were fully digging through ditches at one point.
Maybe with a smaller group, I think you'd need to go, because I think maybe then it's easier to align all your energies and intentions together.
Amy, that was a call out.
That was not, maybe I was calling out Shane. Calling out myself. Maybe I should have just stayed the fuck at home in my Berks. Yeah, that would be the only thing I would say.
Yeah.
Because like the thing that got us so hyped, I think, was the stories, as you mentioned at the top of the show, that there's been mad stories that have come out from America. And the reason why it became such a trend on TikTok was because this one that went viral.
Yeah. So there was a group of teens in Seattle and they went rando nodding and it brought them to a beach. And there was a washed up suitcase on the beach. And they opened the suitcase and there was like, thinking there was going to be money in it. And in the video, they say like, God, everybody hope for money. And they open it and there's a plastic, like wrapped plastic and like an overwhelming smell. So because that's like that, you can't deny the smell of decomposition. I don't think that's what most people would say.
Oh, yeah.
Most people that have experienced it would say that.
In fairness, I wasn't denying that breach, to be honest.
No, but like, it wasn't money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No,
you know?
Money's not that smelly.
So they called the police and then it jumps to them like leaving the scene, and it did end up being a body, and they posted like the press release saying that a body was found in a suitcase. So yeah.
There you go.
Will we put that video on socials for people?
Yes. If it's still up,
on this article.
Oh, grand. Happy days.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I was expecting, but I'm kind of glad we didn't find a body in a suitcase either, because no one needs that of a Sunday evening.
Apparently, there's a thing, I'm just reading this thing in The Atlantic now, because that Caitlin Tiffany wrote in July, the app this summer is just a random number generator. TikTok is on the chopping block. Instagram is pointless in lockdown. The best we can do is a hokey piece of software that takes us somewhere unexpected. It took me a week to find a plastic water bottle full of what could only be pee. That was after the abandoned house taped off with gas leak warnings. But before I spun around on an unfamiliar block deep in Brooklyn to see three Dalmatians wiggling towards me. When I saw the bottle lying in the middle of the sidewalk, it felt like a rite of passage. Water bottles full of pee are known as piss bottles in the Randonaut community. I'm pretty sure they're known as that beyond the Randonaut community. But anyway. An inside joke that has inspired t-shirts. It's pretty simple.
Loads of people finding them.
It must be in America. It's pretty simple as jokes go. If you spend enough time exploring the world at random, you will stumble upon a bottle full of pee.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I don't know. Bit of a mad scene. Launched in February, mixed reviews in the App Store because it often crashes. Additionally, people who live near bodies of water tend to get coordinates that fall underwater, which can be frustrating. It was created by Joshua Langfelder, a Texan and former circus performer, who told me that the app once took him to an abandoned drum in the middle of the woods where he nearly stepped on a bright red rattlesnake. I didn't even know there were red rattlesnakes in Texas, he added. Understandably, that's because lies. There typically are not. I would imagine that's a lie. I would imagine we're being sold a dream here, like,
yeah,
because it is just like, I don't think it matters what we put in.
No,
they're just gonna spit out numbers at you, like,
yeah, totally. And then a lot of people wrote to me because I put it on Instagram at the time and saying that they tried to do it and it just brought them to like people's gardens. And I think maybe in Dublin it might be too hard to do it properly because it'll either bring you to the middle of the sea or it'll bring you to someone's garden or like private property, just because it's so built up. And then other people were writing asking if it's worth doing.
Would you say it's worth doing now in hindsight?
If you're at a loose end for a couple of hours and you're not expecting much out of it and you might want to see places you haven't seen before.
If you just need to get your steps in and you need any motivation at all.
But if you're looking to be spooked, probably not.
I don't think so.
Watch Hereditary or something instead.
Yeah, I would watch Hereditary. It's very scary. It's much scarier than this. I'd love to hear if anyone who's listening has done it.
And saw something weird.
Yeah, we'd be very interested in that. And maybe we'll found anything good on the other hand. And we'll share them on our socials.
Yeah, I went for a walk today and on the way back I saw a face down like scratch card. And I kept walking and then I was like, go back, Breed, like you just don't know.
Oh my god, you could have been.
I went back and it was nothing.
Oh.
But I have peace of mind about it.
Yeah, fair. You always want to be the person that finds the lottery ticket, like.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the fool.
Do you know what doesn't happen anymore?
What?
Do you ever, like, when you were a kid, be walking into a supermarket and find like 20 euro on the ground?
Yeah.
That used to happen to me all the time. Or like fivers, just everywhere. There'd always just be money on the ground. And maybe I'm just not as observant anymore.
Maybe, yeah. And I'd say people aren't just flinging money around anymore either now with the old recession. But do you remember that 2 euro that was glued to the floor in Henry Gratton?
I did that.
You didn't do that. Don't. No,
we did do that.
You are not. You're not telling that this lie.
We did do that somewhere. We definitely did it. We did it outside Larkfield. Outside the own Luke's window.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely did it somewhere.
Yeah, no, I think that rings a bell, but you didn't do the one in Henry Gratton.
In Henry Gratton, that was industrially stuck down. I tried for ages to get that off.
Same.
And it was funny watching all the international students trying to get it.
So the app is Randonautica and it's in the App Store. It goes without saying, whatever you're doing, please leave no trace. Don't trespass. Don't park illegally anywhere.
Just be safe.
Be safe and obviously observe social distancing. It's a tricky time for everyone. So, yeah.
And don't take it too seriously.
And don't take it too seriously. It's just a laugh.
Do you want any bandwagons? Because I have like 7 today.
Class, yeah.
Pick your, I don't. I have 5.
Pick your... Well, yeah, then just call it 5. Fuck it.
Well, I...
Yeah. or maybe your best three. I don't know. Whatever way the wind takes you.
Okay, maybe I'll name all five of them and then you can pick three that you want me to elaborate on.
Okay.
Okay. Cheap Weddings on Netflix.
Okay.
Work It on Netflix. Spree.
Okay.
The movie we saw.
I think we should definitely talk about Spree.
K2 Alpacas and Dirty John season 2.
I'll take the last three, please, Carol.
Okay.
So we went to see Spree last week, thanks to Presence PR, hashtag gifted.
And Odeon,
yeah. First trip back to cinema since lockdown, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I missed the popcorn, and I missed Odeon.
I've never seen a bigger
drink. The drinks drink are Fanta, like, the full size of your head. It's so enjoyable. We should have got
pictures to scale.
Yeah, we should have. Anyway, yeah, so we went to, I'm not sure if all of them are open, but Coolock and Blanche are definitely back open as of now. Check listings because there's a lot of like throwback movies on at the minute, but one of the new movies they're showing is Spree, which is the one we went to see.
Yeah, with Joe Keery.
Yeah, from Stranger Things, you know, Steve the babysitter. Do you want to tell people the plot?
Yeah, so Spree is supposed to be like this Uber version of Uber. And what's his name in it? Kurt. Kurt's a Spree driver who has been on Instagram and YouTube for over 10 years and his follows and likes have never gone beyond like 9. So he gets really frustrated and he decides the only like surefire way that he'll get viral is if he just kills everyone that gets in his taxi on a particular evening.
Yeah.
And it's all shot on like dash cams and CCTV cameras.
And like kind of social, like Insta live kind of POV kind of buzz.
Yeah. It was, when we first ended, I was like, that was crap. But the more I think about it and the more I tell people about it, I'm like, no, it was actually pretty good.
I heard a review on whoever does the reviews with Dave Fanning. And he said, and I do think it was a fair point. He was like, oh, I think it thinks that it's cleverer than it is.
Yeah.
But he also said it was like really cruel. And I was like, I didn't.
Cruel?
I thought it was good. I do think that it thinks it's funnier than it is.
Yeah.
But I do still think it makes, It's kind of very like sharp takes on social media and like the world as you know it at the minute and whatever. Like it is mad though. Would I watch it again? I'm not sure. I would go, if you haven't seen it, I would go see it though, just for the fact that Misha fucking Barton is in it.
Yeah.
Queen, Frankie Grande and Drake executive produced it.
And Future.
Well, did Future executive produce it?
Yeah, it was Drake and Future came up.
I only saw Drake.
So I know you did. You lost your mind.
It was very funny. It made so much sense when I saw it. Yeah. That's Spree anyway. And it is definitely showing in Odeon cinemas and potentially everywhere else. Check your local listings.
Yeah.
It's next breed.
On Saturday, me and my pals went walking alpacas in Newtown Mount Kennedy for the day. And it was such a buzz because my friend Anne is like obsessed with alpacas and she like really wants to get some for the garden. So it's kind of been like a bucket list thing for her to do for ages. So I wasn't too pushed on it because it was really hot and just not a big walker. So I went just to see her meet alpacas and I ended up having like a really good crack. So they bring you in and it was all very good. Like you had to wear masks because the way the alpacas go, you could end up like quite close to like someone, another group person in the group or whatever. So you wear your mask, you hand sanitize, you sign in, and they brought us, we got the girl alpacas. So they brought us over, they gave us the talk, and then they matched us up. We all got an alpaca each. All the alpacas are named. Mine was called Olive. Olive was really stubborn, loved eating and sitting down. She was only a baby, but she thought she was like the leader of the group. So I really related to her. She was class. But it was a bit of a nightmare because they don't walk on command. They walk when they feel like walking and they walk as a group. So when one stops, they all stop. When one sits down and starts eating grass, they all start doing it. When one goes to the toilet, they all do it. It's like real pack mentality. But they're so cute. And they're just like,
how long did you go for?
Dogs. It was probably, I think it took longer than it should have. I think it's about an hour and, I think it's about an hour and 45 usually.
Yeah.
Did you
get the Prosecco after?
Yeah, and then you can get Prosecco or juice when it's over. And they have a nice little gift shop and they had like alpaca face masks on sale and it was nice.
Cute.
And it's nice like in the countryside in Wicklow. And they're just so cute. Like you can pet them and you can feed them and Just depending on the alpaca you get, like, you can have a good buzz with them. Like,
I've seen a lot of people there. Definitely worth checking out. That's K2 Alpacas. You can find them. They're everywhere on social media if you want to look in. And
Usually fairly booked up, but we saw they put up all their cancellations on Facebook, I think. So if you keep an eye on their Facebook page, you might get in on cancellations last minute. That's what we did.
Cool. What was the last one?
Dirty John.
Dirty John.
Season 2.
Oh, Betty and Christian Slater's in it.
I'm going to look this up, actually, because...
Have you watched any of it? I didn't watch the first one, I'm going to be honest.
I loved the first one. I listened to the podcast. So the first one was based on a podcast about this guy who was like a total sociopath and like who was going out with this woman who had loads of kids, and she was convinced he was one person when really he was another. And who was in that again? What's his name? Very handsome. Eric.
Oh, Eric, your man. I know who you're on about. And it's Connie Britton.
What? Eric Bana. Is it
Eric Bana?
Yeah. I think it is.
Eric Bana the Hulk? Eric.
Yeah.
Bana.
No.
Yeah, it is. It was. Yeah.
That is very good. So I'm very excited to see the second season. I've heard it's very good. It's the story of Betty Broderick.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that story at all.
Neither am I, to be honest. Do you want me to look up a little summary? Amanda Peel, Christian Slater. Amanda Peel is supposed to be excellent.
I don't think I know her.
I don't, but she's very big in America. Okay.
That's on Netflix at the minute anyway, though, if people are looking to watch.
Based on the real life case of Betty and Dan Broderick. I think she kills her husband or something, does she? I don't know. She does, like, it's kind of flipped on its head, and it's a woman.
Woman being the devil this time,
yeah.
Yeah. I just can't look at Christian Slater for very long.
Why?
What does that mean? He just has one of those faces where I'm just like, oh. I don't know. Makes me feel a bit weird. I've heard great reports about it though, and I've heard really good reports about him, which is very annoying. But
I'm trying to finish Umbrella Academy and 90 Day Fiancé and The Fall. And when I finish one of them, I will start this because it's going to be excellent.
Yeah, fair. Good show.
We have a competition to announce.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah, so.
Do you want to take the lead on that?
We have merch on sale at the minute from Doon de Vail, and this Friday we will be picking one winner for a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
We're like, someone is making this up as a
Someone go. Is going to get a free t-shirt this Friday. If you want to keep an eye out on our socials, it's going to be very
We're going to run a little competition,
a little like and share, a little buzz. And if you are thinking of buying in the meantime, you can from Doon de Vail. If you don't like competitions, that's completely fair. But we are raising money for LGBT Ireland with the t-shirt. So if you want to do your good deed for the day, they're on sale. Doon de Vail.
They're very nice.
They are very, very nice. And it's been so nice seeing everyone's orders come in. So if you have a pick or you want to take a pick in your t-shirt, do send them on. We love seeing them. Follow us on Spotify if you haven't, because then you get updated on the latest episode. You don't have to be waiting, you don't have to be searching, it's just there in your feed for you. Patreon this week, last week we spoke to my sister about being a teacher. That episode is up there now. What are we doing? Will we tell people what we're doing this week?
Yeah, this week is movie club.
We're doing movie club this week.
And I think we're going to do Shrek.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it would be funny one day. I don't know. So that's what it is. Like it or lump it.
We are, we did ask on, I'm pretty sure it was Close Friends.
We do
about,
have a list, yeah.
Yeah, we have friends. A list. And if you're just thinking that we ignored any of your suggestions, I promise we're not. We're just going to work through them.
Yeah.
Breed is going to do her tarot at some stage.
Yeah, I am. Do you know what I was thinking as well? This just came to me today. I haven't told you about this.
Great.
I was thinking about buying a dream analysis book.
Okay.
And then like analysing our patrons' dreams.
That's a good idea.
And then maybe I could alternate because the tarot gets a bit samey.
Yeah, that's
so
a good idea.
Like every second month I could like do dream analysis for people.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, let's do it.
Or palm reading.
Yeah, I prefer the dreams.
Yeah,
dreams,
I prefer the dreams too.
Can come true. But for now, Breed is going to do...
This week it's tarot. Yeah,
this week
maybe
it's tarot.
Next month will be onto dreams.
Let us know if you're not in the Close Friends, because otherwise you can't see the tarot readings. And we will add you ASAP Rocky. We really appreciate your support. And you get all our extra bonus content there for... How much is it again?
It's $5 a month.
$5 a month.
Which is less than that in euros.
Which is... The exchange rate is good at the minute. Anyway...
do you want to thank Shane?
We do want to thank Shane and Collaborative Studios. He's had a big week. He is to see so much of us this week because I'm in Cork next week, and I'm sure he is delighted about it. We will see you all next week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.